Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And good evening to everyone on this Wednesday night in January. Things are ramping up, as most people who follow Camelot will be aware. And we've got all sorts of things going on. Tonight our guest is Jalayla Starr. She is in touch with what she considers to be the Nibiruan Council. Okay, forget the way that I'm saying that. That's not right. At any rate, it's in my view, I believe it's a form of beings that are really the Anunnaki, or at least purported to be. So it will be very interesting to talk to her about all that. And I have interviewed her just recently, not so long ago, on my radio show. But we didn't really get a chance to go into depth. So this will give us a chance over these next 2 hours to really get our questions answered. And I'm going to be opening up the phone lines so that everyone can call in and ask their questions as we go this time, simply because audience participation, I think, would be very helpful to sort of get to the bottom of all the questions on what's going on. I do want to say that if people will go to my blog, they will see some very interesting statements there in regard to investigations that Duncan O'Finian has done, sort of a preliminary assessment of the recent Lawner shooting in Arizona that appears to be a mind control programmed assassin hit on Gabriel and also on Judge Rawl, who apparently has died from the hit. There's more information coming out just now by way of True Ott, who has done some investigation about the links to the Mexican mafia and the drug cults. And so I'm not sure that those two things even rule each other out. To be honest, I think that they're probably all sort of part of the same bag of worms, if you will, because you can't separate the drug money from secret government and black projects. And so it's very useful for them to use sort of a satanic cult as a mind programming device, and perhaps a first layer of being the first layer of the mind control that people will discover. You know, he had the shrine in his house and so on and so forth. But I have to say that will only be the first layer, and that is probably more to draw fire away from the real culprits, which would be, in my view, the secret government and some kind of Manchurian candidate where they have a lot of sleepers around, put in place, probably around the world, but definitely around the United States. And this is just one such incident. What it's all pointing to and where it's going, we do not know. But I urge you not to close the book on the situation until you've heard all the different theories that are out there. And I do know that Duncan got a call from a certain group as a result of his very excellent assessment. So we're going to go to commercial. We'll be right back with Jalayla Starr. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. America. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and I am talking to Jalayla Starr tonight. And Jalayla, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Nice to talk to you. I really blew the word Nibiruan. I'm not sure how you say that.
Nibiruan.
Nibiruan. Okay, Nibiruan. Got it. Council, at any rate, that's the group that you believe you're in contact with. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. So what I'm going to let you do is introduce yourself, because I'd rather you do so. And then let's go from there. What I've done is also open up the phone lines in case there are people that want to ask you questions. In light of the fact that you and I have been on the radio before together, and I'm thinking that some people may have questions right off the bat.
Okay.
So, yeah, if that's okay with you, and you know, if you have any issue with that, or if you'd like us to do something differently, let me know, and I'll be glad to do that.
No, that's fine.
Okay, I don't really know if we'll have people with questions, but I just want to give them that opportunity. That way, we have them sort of participating from the get-go.
Yeah, from our last conversation, I got quite a few emails, so I figured, wow, there's a lot of unanswered stuff. I'm like, well, you know what? We only talked for 2 hours. We could talk for ages, still not cover everything. But anyway. Introducing myself. Well, let's see. How would I introduce myself? I am, I guess you could say, a contactee in a way. I was contacted back in 1993, after about a period of time, what you could call it preparation, where I went from a business owner, an entrepreneur, single mom, no interest in anything spiritual. And life was going great, making money. My daughter was doing well. She was three or four at the time. And all of a sudden, my life just kind of took a turn for the worse. And it's like one crisis after another until at the end of 9 months, I was on my knees for the first time asking, praying, first time in years, for help. And about 2 or 3 days later, I had a dream. And in the dream, there was this being that came to me and said, we have work to do together. And I was, you know, emotionally brought to my knees enough to say, okay, you know, I'm going to go check this out. At first, I thought maybe it was a possession. You know, I kind of grew up in a fundamentalist church. But these beings had a way of making certain that... It's like they kind of already anticipated certain things. So the lady I had just hired in my business a few months before ends up walking into the office next morning. And I said, Marla, you'll never believe what happened last night. And I told her what happened. And she says, she pulls out a name out of her purse. She says, I was at a networking event last night, and I got the name of this psychic. You may want to give her a call. And I'm thinking, well, what have I got to lose? You know, I'll give her a call. Of course, she would have an appointment available the next day. So I went in, and long story short, she said, this is a spiritual master. He's come to help you. And as I was walking out the door thinking, okay, I feel like I'm in the twilight zone here, she says to me kind of offhandedly, she says, if you listen to what he has to say, you will change your life for the better. Or something to that nature. And I thought, well, okay, fine. And here I am, you know, all these years later, I did, found out 3 years later who he really was. They didn't really tell me who they were for 3 years. I went through a lot of emotional clearing and inner reflection, and that was all like kind of getting me ready for, you could call, the mission. And the mission was to assist in helping humanity through what they kept talking about was the changes. And I went through a series of assignments over many years. I learned remote viewing. I mean, I learned about the past. This is the past. It's repeated as the future. And we want to alter the future. We want to help humanity alter the future because ultimately we'd like for them to graduate and enter the galactic community, and we would be relieved of our duties as a parent race. So they said prove all things, and I was a researcher from the time I was 15, so I already had a lot of background. I knew how to research, and I was able to verify a lot of what they gave me, and I'm still here today.
Okay, and what if you were going to describe...
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hope this is not going to happen like it did last time.
Okay, well, that was my first question. Okay, are you hearing me right now?
I can hear you fine, Carrie.
Okay, well, that's just good. Let me just tell the engineer, please have my phone number on queue in case you need that, because sometimes that connection is better. I'm typing that into this chat here so that you know what it is in case we get disconnected in a bad way. At any rate, so I assume you were not disconnected. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So my question was, would you classify the Nibiru ruins as Anunnaki, a la Sitchin?
Yeah, that's who they are. They are, and of course, I guess our take is a little bit different. We know there's a lot of bias. There's a lot of information that's been written. Some is true. Some is fabricated. And Anunnaki is a Sumerian term, meaning people who came down and rocket ships.
Okay. And when you think of their physicality, how would you describe it?
Well, that's a really good question. There are many different races. There are some that are human, very tall, blonde hair, blue-eyed. Some have brown hair. They love to wear beards.
I'm sorry, they love to wear what?
Beards.
Oh.
They have hair on their face, yeah. And they come from many different origins. That's one of the things, is that the Nibiruans aren't one species. They are like they're sort of like a melting pot. And you have all kinds. There are those who are part reptilian, those who are full-blooded reptilian, those that are, they look like bird people. There are Liquidian. They are like a United Nations of the galaxy, because their world is like a focal point for a federation, if you will, of like-minded civilizations and worlds that are trying to get along.
Okay, but if I guess what I'm curious is that your connection to this council, is this through a particular race or through several different races, in either your contact?
Well, it gets kind of complex. The group that first contacted me were what they call the ancient ancestors of the current day Nibiruans. And they are multispecial. They're like many different species. There are some human, there are some dragon, there are some bird people. They're from many, many different races, Like they had to explain to me, they said, we understand that you're used to seeing only one form. That's not the way it is. There are many, many different forms out here. You've just been limited. And like I said, it took them many years to kind of bring me along, because they had worked through all of my belief systems that were indoctrinated here on Earth with. It kind of opened my mind on a galactic level. But they said there are what we would call ninth dimensional beings, and they had been in the game, so to speak, this whole universal game of polarity integration since the beginning. They were time travelers. They said they were time healers, and their purpose was to help me understand what the bigger picture was so that I could relay that, among other things.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
Are you there, Carrie?
Hello?
I lost you there.
Okay, I'm back again. incredible. Every time I have a good question, I'm gone. Okay, the question I have is, we didn't get to go into the backstory. I'm interested specifically in the race that look like what are pictured on the Sumerian tablets, which are tall, around 8-9 feet tall or more. They are talked about in the Sumerian tablets, according to Sitchin, as having two brothers, Enki and Enlil, and they look human. They do wear beards.
Yeah, that's the Nibiruans. That's the 5D Nibiruans. That's the current ruling family on Nibiru itself.
Okay. And in your view, although some people say out there Nibiru has been actually demolished, you believe that planet is still intact?
They're still around. What was demolished was one of the Ons.
One of the what?
Ons, one of the battle stars.
Okay.
The Nibiru is a brown dwarf. It is a mini solar system. It is a sun that never ignited. And just like our sun, it has planets that orbit it. It's extremely, it's got an iron core. It's like a huge, big magnet, okay? And so it has a very strong magnetic field. Therefore, it has a lot of orbiting moons and asteroids around it. And
okay, that would coincide with what we have gotten from Andy Lloyd, who I think is correct. In other words, there is a brown dwarf. It has entered our solar system at this time. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, it's inbound from the south.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry to keep. Go ahead.
I was saying go ahead. I could go on, but you know. You have the questions there. You ask the questions.
Okay, fine. No, I was just wondering if you could elaborate then on if your relationship with the various races includes individuals from this group.
Yes, it does. It's a multi-dimensional council, so there's members from many different dimensions in this greater Nibiru council. So I've dealt with... Anu, I have dealt with, at different times, Enki. I've even communicated with Marduk, not always the most fun, but I've communicated with him as well for various things. So, yeah, I've communicated with them as well.
Okay. Now, what makes you think that these communications are legitimate?
There's usually a lot of validation for them. They found a way to kind of prove things to me because I was very skeptical, and I've kind of always kind of kept a part of myself as skeptical. I think that's pretty healthy. So I'm like, okay, you know, prove it. and they would. Amazing things that would happen in my life. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Okay, but can you give an example? I mean, when you say prove it, like if I was to say, you know, to contacts that I have, prove it, there would have to be some specific kind of, you know, interaction. In other words, I know that, for example, let me use Laura Knight Jedzik, who has a group that she's in touch with, the Cassiopeians. And when she's got a contact that is contacting her, she has to verify whether or not that person or that being is from the Cassiopeians. So she'll ask them. She believes that they need to answer honestly. And sometimes she's been deceived, and she admits after the fact that that's the case. Although most of the time that's not the case. She believes that it's accurate. And some of the things she did was ask questions, you know, about the future and then sort of investigate to see if those things were, you know, were as they said they were. But if you really look at that closely, all that does is really reveal that the entity or entities you're dealing with has some, you know, sort of access to the future.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's very healthy.
Sorry, we're going to have a commercial here, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much, Jalayla.
If you want the best in engine protection and need to go the extra miles between oil changes or worry about your car in the heat, you need AMSOIL, the original synthetic motor oil guaranteed for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. If you're looking for a twice-a-year oil change, try our lower-cost XL Series 7,500-mile oil. See the whole line of automotive products and support American Freedom Radio at the same time. Just go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. You'll be directed to the store. So for the best in fuel additives, gear oils, innovative greases, just about everything for the fleet, use only AMSOIL. And get there by visiting AmericanFreedomRadio.com and clicking on the link. It's made in America on the shores of Lake Superior in Superior, Wisconsin. Preserve your cars, save fuel, and help American Freedom Radio grow. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you own a jet ski and are tired of paying $40 to $50 for a gallon for two-cycle injector oil, it's time to switch to AMSOIL Interceptor. AMSOIL's Interceptor injector oil not only will save you money, the engine will run cleaner and cooler. The OEM oils lack in quality. Choose AMSOIL for all your applications, and you will feel the difference. Here's how to save money on your power sports products. Go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. Once you're at the site, choose the preferred customer option and see the direct wholesaler price. AMSOIL will send American Freedom Radio a commission based on your order, and you beat the OEM's price. You deserve to have some fun this summer. Choose AMSOIL for all your equipment and enjoy more trouble-free service. AMSOIL is the leader in synthetic oil and filtration. Tell your friends about AMSOIL and AmericanFreedomRadio.com today.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
This is Terry Kennedy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Jalayla Starr. Jalayla, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Wonderful. Okay, so where were we? We were talking about your specific contacts, and you were saying you asked for proof, and you got it. And I guess the question is, what kind of proof? In other words, how did that happen? Can you be a little more specific?
Well, as far as whether they were for real, whether they had good, you know, just any number of questions over the years, they would, first of all, they taught me, you know, name, rank, and serial number, they said, because they taught me protocols in communicating with beings outside of our realm. And they said, you know, don't communicate with somebody who doesn't tell you who they are. they're not forthcoming. They also said use discernment, which they really helped me with, you know, strengthening my bullshit detector, so to speak. But other than that, they would send me a message, and then if I wanted confirmation or proof, for example, they would make certain that somebody called me or emailed me with the exact words that I was supposed to, that were the exact words I needed to hear as far as the confirmation I was looking for. Plus, if they said, you know, something would happen like this, for example, there's one of the very first confirmations I got. I was communicating with them, and there was a group of people in my living room, and they said, okay, you're going to go to this conference. You're going to go up to this individual. You're going to say these words. He's going to give you a spot. You're going to speak at this time on Saturday morning, and when you are done, there will be people standing 5 and 6 deep around you. And so I'm saying this to this group, and I'm thinking, oh, my goodness, what have I gotten myself into? Well, I ended up going to this conference. I talked to the individual. He gave me a slot at the same that time. I did talk on that morning. And then a month later, a guy sends me a newspaper in which he had taken a picture right after my speaking engagement. And there were people standing 5 and 6 deep around me. I'm like, okay, you convinced me. And there's been numerous experiences like that over the years.
Okay. So I understand that they've convinced you that they are, let's say, a little more psychic than the average individual. Right?
Psychic?
Yeah. In other words, they can see the future.
Yeah. From the perspective of, they said, and this is the ninth dimensional group, you know, they said, we're time travelers. We're time healers. Our job is to keep the timelines moving. They don't give predictions, per se. In fact, they kind of poo-pooed that from the very beginning because I thought, oh, they're going to give me predictions. And they kind of slapped my hand because they said, listen, they said, we can project along the timelines. We can project out, but we can only tell you what is a possibility and what is a probability. Probability is 90% or greater chance of something occurring based on where it appears that the energy is going, knowing that at any time, that could change.
Okay. Are you familiar with the, I think it's called the Henoch Prophecies for Billy Meyer?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it might be interesting for you to take a look at that. Those are supposedly prophecies that are similar in nature to what you're talking about. In other words, they are not predictions. They are prophecies, and that means that they tell about tendencies. If things were continuing in certain direction as they are now, then this will play out. If you change it, then this won't play out. It's not a hard, fast prediction, per se.
Yeah, that sounds like the way they work.
Okay, and this is from according to Billy Meyer, the Pleiadian contacts that he has.
Okay, and the Pleiadians are like saying Earthlings. Because there are many different races of the Pleiadians, and the Nibiruans could be, in some ways, considered Pleiadian because their planet was a Pleiadian planet.
Okay, fair enough. And I wouldn't be surprised if that were true. But nonetheless, it might be of interest. The reason I was bringing it up for you was if you took a look at those prophecies, and it's not that long. You can find it if you just go under Henoch Prophecies on the. I forget what the website's called, something like Fly. I forget it, what it is. But at any rate, they outline the future in such a way, and I'm wondering if you have heard, you could compare that to what you've heard and then be able to, in essence, sort of see if there was a similarity or if they were very different, and that would be interesting.
Yes,
at least from my point of view, it would be interesting.
It would be very interesting to find out
because it talks
really
about very it talks about very interesting things like potential robotic society in which we're dealing with robots in the future, for example.
Yeah, now that's interesting you bring that up because that is the past. Like what they explained to me, they said when they taught me to remote view, we didn't call it remote viewing. I didn't know what it was. You know, I had no background in anything of this spiritual or esoteric. I never watched the sci-fi channel. I thought it was totally boring. And I was totally immersed in the 3D world. You know, as a businesswoman, I didn't care. And they so when they taught me what I call back then timeline travel, they taught me about what they called the four galactic wounds. These are worlds in which humans were involved, and what happened to those worlds, why they were destroyed. And two of them were Earth. They call them the first Earth, the second Earth, and ours is the third Earth. And one of those Earths involved a artificial intelligence society. And one of the big issues that brought about the demise of that planet was the issue over giving equality to this artificial intelligence society that had become not only equal, but in many ways superior to their own creators. So that's interesting. So the Pleiadians would know about
this. I guess I still don't understand why you said it was the past.
Why? Because it's happened before. They said there were four worlds in our galactic past that were destroyed, and this is what brought them to their end. And they said their timelines are woven into Earth's timeline so that those souls could continue their incarnational, their evolutionary cycles. And the events of those four worlds are what is playing out on your planet now and are playing out in the future. And they showed me how those future events tie into the past. And so that's what I went around this past year doing a workshop explaining, this is our future, this is this timeline, and here it's happening here, this is this timeline, and here it's happening there. And then it made sense of what's coming between now and, shall we say, the end of 2012, when we reached that apex in our process of moving across the galactic equator and through that field of energy that's emanating from the core. They said, if you can wake people up to what is going on, they don't have to fear this. They don't have to freak out, but they do have to do certain things to be safe.
Okay. Well, let's drill down a little bit here then. What I hear you saying, and maybe I'm misinterpreting what you're saying, is that that's a possible timeline, that it occurred in the past, that we actually have to get through it again here and now by making different decisions.
Exactly.
So that our path doesn't go down that same exact road, but that we are actually verging upon that at this time.
Exactly. They said, well, you know, you are going to keep repeating the past until you alter it.
Okay. So what is their way of altering the past?
Well, the issue with the artificial intelligence, for example, that's one of the timelines we have to alter, is involved with a fake first contact. And this gets pretty involved here.
Well, no, this is Project Bluebeam. At least it's not, you know, surprising to me or to the Camelot listeners, because we talk about this all the time.
Okay,
so fake first contact is totally what we call Project Bluebeam. And that is something slated by the powers that be. And I'd like to discuss with you exactly who you think those people are also, or
okay,
who your contacts think they are. But this is the fake alien invasion scenario,
right? And in the original timeline, which was a Pleiadian world, it was a human world in the Pleiadian system, and in that timeline, there was a war, civil war, between the ruling family, the part of the ruling family that said we should make them equal because at some point they're going to outlive us, outman us, outwork us, outthink us, and then the other side that says no, we should never make them equal because then they'll turn around and destroy us. And there was a war that ensued, and I'm just kind of giving you the bare facts here, or the bare,
right,
the bare pieces. I explained the full story in that book I wrote. But anyway, the war ensued. The younger sister of the ruler made a compact with a contract with a roving mercenary group from the Andromedan system that were artificial intelligence. They had won their own war against their creator race, which were the Draconians of the Orion system, and no one had ever beat the Drax. But they won because the Drax had made themselves replicating. And so this group were like mercenary soldiers. There was different forms of these AIs. There was those who looked like angels. They were blonde-haired, blue-eyed. There were those that looked like ants. There were those that looked like spiders. Some were more organic. Some were more machine than others. But they were all ruled by this one group of self-replicating, blonde-haired, blue-eyed-looking androids, if you will. And they made the contract and long story short, the sister backed out of the contract because she ran out of resources. They couldn't bring this to a successful conclusion. She betrayed them. They ended up using scalar wave technology, and they destroyed that world. And
when you say they, you're talking about the AI group?
The AI group. And I was told that group would be intersecting with our military around the year 2006. Now, you know, sometimes when you get pieces, you get a piece here one year, you get a piece here another year, and you don't know where these pieces fit, so you just got to let them sit there, you know? And then I went to a conference out in Colorado Springs, right at the foot of NORAD, about. And that was the first time I'd really interacted with Alex Collier. I had met him in Estes Park several years before. Well, I was going to meet him, but he didn't want to connect with me because I represented the Nibiruans. But anyway, he was having a crisis of faith that weekend, and I'd long story short, he said in his talk, he said, "I don't know if these Andromedans are for real or not." But he says they did give me one last piece. I'm just going to throw it out there. And he talked about in a couple of years, there will be an artificial intelligence that will connect with the military. And I'm like going, oh, my gosh, there's my confirmation. I'd gotten this piece years before.
Right. Well, that is of special interest to me because I've actually gotten that piece recently from
is
one of
right?
our contacts.
Yeah, and he said, so here's the way it'll go down. If they will contact the military, they'll work out in NORAD, their goal will be that this fake first contact scenario will be used to try to marshal, you know, the masses, so to speak, into giving up whatever last bits of freedom that they have to fight this. At first, it'll be that this group will work with the military. They will appear to be like these angelic beings, and they'll bring healing technologies and all this stuff to the planet, and there'll be people go, oh, you know, they'll look almost like the next Messiah, and they'll fall down and worship them. And if that works out, then they will get what they want, which they will give, you know, we will basically be under house arrest from that point on. I can't help but wonder if the V-Series is kind of like a testing ground to see how humanity will, I don't know. I think there's a lot of agendas going on with that deal. Because one of the things...
I have to say about the V situation, Sean David Morton, you know who he is?
Oh, yeah, I know Sean.
Yeah, well, he's a friend of mine, and he says he is a very funny guy, and he was introducing me at a conference one time, and he said, well, Carrie believes we're going to have to come back for the tagline here. This is Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio.
What makes AMSOIL motorcycle oils so good? Customers say they can actually feel the heat reduction. Shifting becomes smooth and clutches last longer. Throttle response improves while more power goes to the wheels. AMSOIL advanced motorcycle oils last twice the manufacturer's interval and are guaranteed. When you order through AmericanFreedomRadio.com, 100% of the proceeds go to the network. Try this. Click on the AMSOIL link, look up the motorcycle oils, then download the motorcycle oil white paper to see how the competition compares. AMSOIL synthetic lubricants and filters are the most advanced products on the market today. American Freedom Radio wants you to experience how AMSOIL saves you money on fuel, saves you time on maintenance, and extends the life of your bike. But performance is what keeps customers coming back. Dare to compare. Enter AMSOIL's site by clicking the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the future of talk.
Stronger.
American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Freedom Files.
Freedom Files.
Weekdays.
Files.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Central.
On American Freedom Radio.
Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Jalayla Starr about the Nibiruan Council and the Anunnaki and, at the moment, AI. And just before the break, Jalayla, are you still with me?
I'm still with you.
Okay, great. I was just finishing with a punchline because Sean David Morton was introducing me at a conference one time, and he said, this is Carrie from Project Camelot, and she believes that that V is a documentary.
That's good.
And that I thought that was pretty much right on. So anyway, that's my answer to whether V might be preparing the masses. So, yes, indeed, I would agree with that.
Well, it's kind of an interesting time. In fact, what the Nibiruans used to tell me, they would say, when you see something that we talk to you about end up on primetime TV, know that the event is imminent.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say that the birds falling from the sky recently was in Flash Forward just a little while ago in an episode of the TV show. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yep.
Now, I would like to know, in terms of the AI, so what's the upshot? In other words, if they're working with our military, they would seem almost unstoppable.
They would, and here's the thing, as I understand it. They said in the past timeline, when the people in control betrayed the AI. The AI were like wild teenagers, and they had no sense of conscience or what they would do to other people. So they just turned around and, you know, and destroyed the planet. That was their calling card, so to speak. And they said, when this occurs again and your military betrays this group again, what they wanted us to do was to work on, and this may seem a little strange, but, you know, we were sent all to many different places where we had to basically open up a timeline, work on the event, and have people show up that would represent different roles. In fact, we went to Colorado Springs. We did a workshop, and there was a girl that showed up there who appeared like someone with Tourette's. Well, she was someone with Tourette's, but that was very much like what these AIs are like. They just blurt out whatever they think. They don't even think about it. And help seed in this consciousness, and this is called altering a timeline. You seed in a chance for them to experience what it is like to have feelings or to have a conscience about what they do to other people. So I did write about that as well, and they said this is how you alter in a timeline. You go into a place where it's geographically tied, because every timeline is tied into a geographical place on this planet. You open up the event, you reenact the emotional parts of it, and that creates like a new overlay on how that will turn out. And then when the time of the event occurs, you can access that template, so to speak, from the grid, because everything's held in the grid, and that gives you the best possible opportunity to alter it. It's like the 100th monkey syndrome. You know, you hook him unconsciously, and all of a sudden everybody's washing their baked potato the same way. And
I think that's interesting. I would say, actually, in that right now, at the moment, just talking about this in this way, along with some other things that are going on simultaneously around the globe, are already potentially altering that timeline, if that's the means by which they want to alter it. In other words, whether making AI sentient or having feelings is possible is the biggest question, you see.
That's
the question for the AI as well.
So they won't just do a gut reaction, because what AIs do is when they're threatened, they eliminate. And so instead of it, what we want to do is help them develop the ability to think before they act.
And what's more likely, the chances that it's interesting, there's a synchronicity going on here, because I was just writing something to someone today about Hal, and the question is whether Hal can feel or be alive. Mm-hmm. You know, Hal from 2001, The Space Odyssey. So Hal is the computer.
Okay.
In case you're not familiar.
I'm not.
At any rate, so whether or not Hal can feel, or because in essence that was really what we're talking about. It's an artificial intelligence. But the fact of the matter is, it may not be able to feel, but it may be able to think it feels.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be sufficient to get it to act semi-moral fashion.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. So you've got that timeline going on. You've also got the robotic, this is what we're told, the potentially robotic timeline, in which at the moment we're told that the U.S. has something like 500,000 robots in an underground base that are human-looking, that can't be distinguished from humans,
mm-hmm.
and that the Chinese have something similar, that ultimately those robots may participate in a war, number one, with China, and number two, with an off-planet civilization.
Mm-hmm. Wow. God, it sounds like something I was shown years ago. That's scary.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like it might be something you might have been shown. So the reason I'm bringing it up is to say, what is it you were shown about that? Now we're going to have to come back after the break for the answer.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Lead control, zero out.
Control is good.
Five.
Right,
copy.
Three.
Two.
One.
Okay.
Prepare your mind to experience American Freedom Radio.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are talking to Jalayla Starr. We are going into the second hour here, and I would like to encourage callers to call in, and hopefully we can get those caller lines set up. I believe they're not operating yet, so just so my engineer Sean hears me on that. But at any rate, Jalayla, where were we right before the break? I was asking you about basically the Terminator scenario, which is, you know, and I described it as the, in essence, 500,000 race of robots that the U.S. has at their disposal that are human-looking, and that China is said to have the same thing, that there is also they may be used for an off-planet battle that is not a fake alien invasion, but actually a real one that I guess comes after the fake one. But I guess the question I have is, how did that play out in what you were shown?
Well, okay, what it showed in the past is that it didn't play out well, but in the future, the way we could alter it was, A, don't buy in to the savior thing. Don't buy in to the way they're going to be touted as, like, these are the saviors or the next messiah or whatever. Use some discernment. Don't buy into it. Don't jump on that bandwagon. Don't get him, you know, just say no. Because what I was told was, they said the first interaction with ATs is, the first ones to land are not the ones you want to hang with. They said this will not be a real first contact, and it will not be with somebody who is for you. Because what they want in return from us is they want a new home, they want a new timeline, and I know this sounds pretty crude, but they want a food source. So we can provide all, you know, Earth can provide all that. The military is not aware of who they're really dealing with.
Okay. And what do those ETs supposedly look like? Do you know?
The ones, the Andromeda and Android Alliance, the AA, they, like I said, the ruling ones, the leaders, look like blonde-haired, blue-eyed humans.
Okay, so those are the ones that are supposedly, you think, coming as part of the fake alien invasion.
Yes, but they have other species under their control who do not look like them.
Right.
They are like the different groups of soldiers. You've got the machines. There's a form, and these to me are the most frightening. There are spider beings that they're like balls, metal balls, when they come flying in, they're like being pelted by these huge metal balls. But when they hit the ground, they open up, and they're like 30-foot tall spiders, and they move like lightning. They're so fast. There is an ant-like group. There is a reptilian-like group.
Okay, we'll have to come back right after this break, and then we'll have a much longer time to talk and drill down here. Thank you.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Get free of harmful chemicals in your lawn, garden, or farm. Use the products proven to work and restore vigor to your important food crops. Increase hay yields, as well as oils in seeds and grain. Check out AgGrand Natural Organic Fertilizers on our website, liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Learn how AgGrand's liquid organic fertilizers reduce costs while increasing yields. The products work great as a foliar feed and help offset problems caused by poor soil conditions. Call us at 1-800-579-0580 for more info. Converting to organic is fun and easy and is the best choice for your heirloom seeds. Take advantage of our liquid lime, sulfate of potash with kelp, liquid bone meal, and the menhaden fish 433 loaded with micronutrients. If you want better tomatoes, visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That is liquidorganicfertilizer.com for your garden, lawn, and farm.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Dark, funny, and mind-bending news. PSYOP Radio with Mac White and Smiles Lewis. Sundays at 7 to 9 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine.
Climb out. Okay. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Julie Lestar. And we are talking about possible futures here. So the future that we're talking about right now is the one that involves what you just described as sort of metallic spiders from the sky.
Well,
it sounds a lot like a Spielberg, War of the Worlds. Which I thought was very outlandish, so I'm surprised to hear you kind of give it that just kind of a description. But nonetheless, so you're saying that that's a possible future, and what's the remedy for that?
Well, once again, those won't be unleashed if we don't, don't buy in to the whole. In other words, we give them the power to take over if we just fall down and say, yeah, come here and heal us, save us, whatever. And with our planet going through all the changes that it's going through now, we're like being primed. It's sort of like what happened to me, when I went through that 9 months, which brought me to my knees to where I'd even listen to what this group had to say, because I would have blown them off otherwise. We're kind of going through this scenario here where we could become very well primed, to basically give up whatever power we have to this group that will appear to be, messianic. And if we don't do that, then the rest can't play out.
Okay, so, but that's the so-called fake alien or ET invasion. Mm-hmm. And that involves, you were describing, you know, what is in essence tall, blonde, blue-eyed androids, mm-hmm. if I got you right.
That would look human.
And then these spiders and other a few other beings.
Yeah, and there's one group that looks like these are part of their soldiers, I guess, or one of their platoons. They are about 4.5 feet tall, totally dressed in black. They look, they have these helmets on that make them look like ants walking upright. And they're all marching in unison, and they are, I think they're clones. Because in the vision that they gave me, it was in a dream, I saw them marching up this street, and they were shooting these weapons that were like pulse beams, I guess you could call them, into houses, killing the people. And they had no emotion. They walked and they shot. That's all they did.
Okay.
And there was just tons of them. I mean, just as far as you could see, they were this group.
Okay, well, it sounds like we definitely don't want to have that timeline play out.
No, so we have to, this is where we have to really hone our discernment. And we're not going to know that this is a fake deal unless the word gets out that this is a possible scenario. That was one of the reasons that I was contacted many years ago. They said, we've got to get this out into the consciousness. It's going to reach, not everyone, but it's going to reach hopefully enough to where those who are aware can take the correct action, because you don't need everybody taking the correct action for it to spread through the consciousness like the 100th monkey syndrome.
Right.
That's okay. Why they were showing me all these scenarios that could. These are the timelines. This is what has to play out. But how they play out is up to you guys.
Okay. Now, what I'd like to know is, from your point of view or from what they've told you, who are the people that are running the planet at this time?
Okay. There is a bloodline. It's a pure hybrid bloodline. I know it sounds kind of crazy. It's reptilian and human from the most ancient strains in the galaxy, Orion and Lyra. And this was a crafted bloodline that the part of it came out of Nibiru, because Nibiru does also have those same bloodlines. And they kind of, in a way, hijacked the ancient Sumerian or Nibiruan name, which was part of their gig. But they created 13 bloodlines out of their original one, and those 13 families or who rule the planet now. They are controlled by a group in the fourth dimension who are draconian clones. The draconian clones were cloned out of the purest line from Orion. And what is behind them is another group, and that's what David Icke doesn't know. He thinks that the Drax are the ones in charge. No, they're basically the front men for another group out of Sirius. That is, their goal is, they're trying to, I know this is going to get complicated, they're trying to take over the planet, because there is another group that are a pure human group that they do not want to share the planet with. The group that is trying to take over the planet is a hybrid group, which were persecuted on one of the worlds that I was talking about in Sirius B, and it led to a major war in which scalar weapons were used. It affected the Sirius B sun, and it basically destroyed some worlds, and the people, you know, their souls ended up in hyperspace. Anyway, it's kind of involved there.
Okay.
But they are the ones who are basically pulling the strings to this clone group, which is then controlling the bloodlines of the 13 families. 13 families, bloodlines.
Okay. And this group that you're referring to is, I assume, off-planet.
Mm-hmm. They're in hyperspace. They can go anywhere.
Okay. And they are, what kind of beings are they?
They were from Sirius.
But what kind of beings?
They were hybrids. They're reptilian human hybrids. Part of their original homes were Orion and Lyra.
Okay, and you're saying this is the group behind, because reptilian human hybrids are behind the Dracos. Is that what you're
the
saying?
The clone Dracos, which are the ones who are possessing the bodies of the bloodline members.
Okay, but the bloodline members are also supposedly human and reptilian.
They are. They have to be of the right bloodlines to be possessed in that way.
Okay. So, but they're, let me see if I've got this right. But you're saying that the ones behind the Draco clones are of human reptilian, they are human reptilian hybrids themselves.
Yes. In fact, if you think of the world of the movie Wizard of Oz, Dorothy pulls back the curtain and what does she find?
Right, the little old man.
And what did he look like?
A human.
And was he blonde haired and blue eyed?
Well, he's bald, in my memory, anyway.
He was? Okay. I kept thinking he had blue eyes. Anyway.
He probably did. I mean, okay. He had that kind of white, sort of
Anglo-Saxon. Fair skin, blue-eyed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That was a sign.
Yes, I know that.
Who was really in control. It wasn't on this planet. It was... Because in the movie, Dorothy was in a dream, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, she hit her head, but we assume that what happened. I mean, she thinks it happened.
Right. She was in a dream, and so in the dream, she found out who was behind, and those beings didn't live in her real world. They lived in her dream world, which was synonymous with off-world.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. But... The Wicked Witch of the West, I think it was, or the East, forget which, has to symbolize something as well.
It probably does, but I never really looked at that. What they wanted me to know was that was a clue to who was behind the Draconians, who was behind the ones, and this was seeded to me years ago in the future, I mean, in the past. I don't know how to explain this, but there was things that were given to me years and years ago that eventually found out what they meant. You know, they were like planted as seeds of confirmation is what they called them.
Uh-huh.
In any case, when you were asking about the bloodlines, who's in control, the bloodlines are really just the on-earth servants of this group that is really in control.
Okay, and now what is the agenda of this group?
The agenda of this group, see, they're fighting against a group from their original time, which is a pure line from Lyra. In the Sirius B timeline, and I talk about it in my book, in the Sirius B timeline, the purest were the pure humans from Lyra. They had come to Sirius B at the end of their world, when their world was destroyed in a civil war with the Orion Empire. And on this, and in the Sirius B colonies, there were human, pure humans, there were human hybrids. It was like a hodgepodge of different species there. The purists began to persecute the hybrids to a much greater extent than even what we saw in the Holocaust and on our timeline. And so the hybrids managed to eventually turn the tide against the ones who were persecuting them. But in that process, they destroyed their world once again using scalar wave technology. Scalar wave was involved at the end or the destruction of each of these worlds. And that's one of the reasons the Nibiruans made contact. They said, when you develop scalar weapons, you're very near the end. You're either going to make a big jump in consciousness or you're going to destroy your world. So...
Okay, but this, just to get back to this, these beings, so we've got human-reptilian hybrids, we've got what you're calling the pure humans from Lyra, which they were at odds with each other, those groups, right?
Yes, when they
and the one where were oppressing the other, But actually, the ones that are pressing us now are the human-reptilian hybrids.
And the reason they're doing that is because when they all ended up, after they destroyed their worlds and they ended up in hyperspace, you know, they had to find a new home. But to get a new home from a spiritual perspective, you have to earn it. So Earth was like the new home for humans. Anybody with human DNA could claim a right to come here, and that's why this planet, as I understand it, was colonized by many different groups, not just the Nibiruans. But the hybrids do not want to share space with these pierced again. They think that will happen again. So the only way to avoid that is to enslave all the planet, and then they have a way to control what could happen to them.
Okay, but when, in other words, if they try to, you know, because I don't know if you're aware of, Bill Ryan, my partner in Camelot, has done a recent interview with a supposed assassin who says he works for the 33 families that run the world.
Uh-huh.
And they're passing themselves off as being pure human.
No,
but that's actually not the case in my, you know, because I'm intuitive and psychic, and I can tell that that's not the case. So they're trying to pass themselves off as pure human in what they're sort of selling, you know, the populace at the moment, sort of like a PR campaign.
Mm-hmm.
In my view. So, because if they were to say they were reptilian-human hybrids, that wouldn't go over real well.
Right. But they are pure in the fact that they are from the purest strain all the way back to Lyra, which was supposedly the origins of the human species. And the purest reptilian, which is the highest level dragons, which were the white dragons.
Okay. And what did the white dragons look like?
Big white dragons.
Okay. And this kind of a hybrid is a humanoid, though.
The reptilian human hybrids from Sirius B, the ones who created the clones, and it's a long story of how they ended up creating the hybrid line on Earth. Some of them look human. Some of them look a little bit more like reptilian.
Okay, and this would be the blue, what people know of as the blue bloods.
You mean the blue bloods here on Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Just because, you know, a lot of people have a lot of confusion on this, and so I'm interested in your take on what, you know, what is the various lines and what's really going on here, because there's also a lot of, as you know, a lot of ETs parade as, for example, Pleiadian, because that's kind of the going, you know, that's the trendy good side.
Or Arcturian.
Okay.
That's another one, yeah.
Okay.
Believe me, Kira, I know how confusing and complex this can be. It's taken me 15 years to put all these pieces together.
Absolutely. Well, and we ourselves have been going down this rabbit hole for quite a number of years as well. So it's interesting to see also where your information cross-correlates with ours.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look at the situation on planet Earth right now, what are you aware of? And do you know, for example, the moving of the magnetic pole that's happening right now? And have you been told what that's all about?
Part of that is ring node hits from Nibiru inbound. Are you familiar what I mean by ring nodes?
No, not by that term, but I would imagine that there is an impact from the planet impacting the planets in the solar system.
In our solar system, our sun, you know, we all rotate around our sun, okay? Our sun spins. And it creates like a hula hoop of energy. Well, that's called a ring node, and every planet orbits on one of those hula hoops. Well, Nibiru, as a sun, also has its hula hoops, except that they're perpendicular to ours. So as it's coming up from deep space, coming up from the south toward our planet, some of its ring nodes, which are actually further out than our own sun's ring nodes, are intersecting and slicing through the ring nodes of our solar of our planet. So it'll slice through because it's coming up between Mars and Jupiter. It'll slice through the ring node where the asteroid belt orbits. If our planet is close to one of those ring nodes as we orbit, we get swiped. We get hit. And the ring nodes are, I don't know how to explain this. I don't have the right word. But anyway, they can reach down into the core of our planet because they're, I guess they're magnetic, and they can actually lift the tectonic plates. They can pull mountains up. They can cause whole continents to sink.
Okay. We'll be right back. Thank you very much, Jalayla, on the other side of this hour.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Welcome to the world's meeting place. American.
It's practically narcotic.
Freedom.
Oh, yes. I like very much.
Radio.
You're an American institution.
American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Cash Belici, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Jesus Day.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio. We should be on the air with Jalayla Starr. We're having some sound problems. My computer just crashed and went off the net completely. I don't know why. I've got another computer going here. Hopefully you can hear me. Jalayla, are you with us? Jalayla?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Wonderful. And you can hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
Wonderful. Okay, so to continue the subject, my other computer just crashed. So at any rate, I guess what we were talking about was, what is the situation on the planet at this time? With the, you know, the birds falling from the skies and the changing and the magnetic, and you were getting into Nibiru and how it's coming up from the south. And I do understand it's crossing what you called them were like, there were lines like hula hoops. I forget the exact words.
Ring nose. Our ring nose. It's slicing through the ring node of our orbital path. And when we're too close to one of those ring nodes, we get hit by it, like we did in 2004. There was evidence that was a ring node hit, which caused a tsunami because it affected the tectonic plates there. And it also pushes a shower of meteors and asteroids toward the planet. And I believe that what's causing the birds and the fish to die is, well, during the solstice, the planet shook for a good 24 hours from earthquakes. And, you know, we have a situation with the moon being a little off, and it's like Earth was being pulled between the magnetic pull of Nibiru and the Earth and the moon, and it was basically quivering or shaking. But when that happens for 24 hours and you've got these tectonic plates sliding around, you know, on this molten core, that's going to cause gases to be released into the air wherever the fissures are in the tectonic plate. And I think, from what I was getting, that that was part of it. That was part of what was causing that to happen in specific locations. What I am still researching is, are there fissures where those birds died? Are there fissures where the fish died?
Okay. So you think that they're dying because, I'm not quite getting why they're dying. Because
they're dying
shaking?
From the methane gases that are being released from the inner portions of the earth because of all the shaking and releasing of gases and energy. It's like when those plates move, sometimes they can create what's almost like a sonic boom, and that can affect, you know, the birds and the fish because they hear it. In fact, they were saying that with some of the birds, when they died as though they were startled with their mouths open and their eyes really wide and their eyes bulged out. Well, so it's like something whacked them, startled them.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. We just talked to, I was part of a panel yesterday in which Brooks Agnew, who has, you know, is a physicist background, and he was talking about the fact that it did seem that the animals were dying because of the magnetic pole moving. He actually said that he thought the birds might have become asphyxiated in flight.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're very dependent on the magnetic sort of energies of the earth and the electromagnetic. Also, I have a contact who's telling me there's electromagnetic radiation being released in certain parts of the planet that has been stored underground. What I also heard, though, that is that possibly that there is an effort by the government to target that radiation that's coming out and then to direct it as an energy weapon.
Well,
and that some of this might be tests.
One thing I was informed of many, many years ago, and they keep reiterating this, they said it's never just one thing. It can be a combination of reasons. It could be all those.
Right.
It could be every one of them.
Okay. Now, we are getting some questions coming in here, and let me see if I can get to the board. This is a board where I have to be able to log in and so on. So I'm not completely positive I can find the login on this other computer that I'm working on. In the meanwhile, other people are asking. I did have an email question. I don't know if I can find that either. I'm afraid someone was asking. I'm afraid I can't remember it offhand. They were asking if Enki was called Ea in what you've been told.
Yes, that was one of his names.
Okay. And you met with Michael Tellinger, didn't you, when he came through?
No.
Oh, you didn't? I thought you did.
I was thinking I was going to, but then I never saw him.
So you guys never hooked up?
No.
Okay. You're familiar with about his work in South Africa, though, I assume?
Yeah, the Adams calendar.
Yes. Well, he calls it Enki's calendar now, but yes.
Yeah,
well, I went there, and the energy there is very, very powerful. He's been told by a number of psychics that is indeed the area where it's called the Great, the Deep Abzu, as you may be familiar. And
yes.
I wonder did you have a point of view of that, or were you given information in regard to Michael's work?
Well, I was given information about Enki. And that was his domain. That's where his laboratories were.
Okay. And was there anything else? You haven't actually been there physically, though, right?
No.
Okay. And there are a lot of circular stone structures, in fact, thousands of them all over that area of South Africa, even going into Zimbabwe. You may have heard of that. There is a tremendous amount of what, in essence, is free energy that becomes available through sound frequency, that those stones ring like bells is what he says, and there can be a whole vortex created in the stones. Have you been given any information in that regard?
That's how they built pyramids. That's how they use sound to move
yes.
the stones, to cut the stones.
Yes, exactly. That's the information we have as well. But I was just wondering whether you knew about those stone circles and how those stones were moved, I assume, in the same way?
Yes.
That
when
okay.
they communicated with me, they didn't talk to me so much about their what they left behind on Earth.
Okay.
They talked to me about their perspective on the stories that were passed down through the ages, and they basically said, let us give you our take on it, and that way you'll have a different, you know, you'll have our perspective as well as what will be written about us.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. So, I remember when last time we spoke, and you talked about some kind of a resolution between, the humans and the reptilians. Was that your position?
That is what needs to occur.
Okay, and when you say the humans, you're talking about I'm not sure how to distinguish, because all the humans here are of different bloodlines, as you know, and a lot of them have also been genetically engineered by various ET races as well.
Yes.
So it's hard to sort of put them all into one basket. Is there anything you can address in terms of that?
Well, as far as the resolution, as far as the humans on Earth, what they were basically saying is anybody who's down here right now, we're going to just say human. Doesn't matter what their genetics are, they're walking around in human form, and they're down here for a reason, and they're at this time to maybe correct their past as well, and that is they're in a human form, they're facing another soul who's showing up in a reptilian form. And this time, they have to learn to stand in each other's shoes and work out their differences instead of fighting to the point of almost annihilation.
Okay. And that does have a certain ring of truth in terms of my understanding of what is called the Great Experiment going
yes.
on down here, which is that all the various races that are embodied in human bodies but are actually... You know, some of us come from various different places, and we may be more, let's say, Andromedan, Pleiadian, whatever we are, whatever combination of races we are, but we may have interacted with the reptilians in the past, and or there are some humans here that also have a large amount of reptilian DNA
mm-hmm.
As well.
Yes.
And so the whole idea is to get this sort of melting pot of races to get along, not just with the reptilians. Isn't that
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Exactly. But the reptilians are the big nemesis to the humans. In fact,
okay.
That's like one of the most ancient conflicts in the galaxy. You could say the reptilians, one of the oldest races, and the humans, one of the youngest. And they're two very, very different species, so they're like on opposite ends of the scale.
Right, no doubt about it. Okay, we'll be right back after this break, and hopefully I'll stay online.
If you want
want the best in engine protection and need to go the extra miles between oil changes or worry about your car in the heat, you need EMSOIL, the original synthetic motor oil guaranteed for up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. If you're looking for a twice-a-year oil change, try our lower-cost XL Series 7,500-mile oil. See the whole line of automotive products and support American Freedom Radio at the same time. Just go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the EMSOIL banner. You'll be directed to the store. So for the best in fuel additives, gear oils, innovative greases, just about everything for the fleet, use only EMSOIL. And get there by visiting AmericanFreedomRadio.com and clicking on the link. It's made in America on the shores of Lake Superior in Superior, Wisconsin. Preserve your cars, save fuel, and help American Freedom Radio grow. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
If you own a jet ski and are tired of paying $40 to $50 for a gallon for two-cycle injector oil, it's time to switch to AMSOIL Interceptor. AMSOIL's Interceptor injector oil not only will save you money, the engine will run cleaner and cooler. The OEM oils lack in quality. Choose AMSOIL for all your applications, and you will feel the difference. Here's how to save money on your power sports products. Go to AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the AMSOIL banner. Once you're at the site, choose the preferred customer option and see the direct wholesaler price. AMSOIL will send American Freedom Radio a commission based on your order, and you beat the OEM's price. You deserve to have some fun this summer. Choose AMSOIL for all your equipment and enjoy more trouble-free service. AMSOIL is the leader in synthetic oil and filtration. Tell your friends about AMSOIL and AmericanFreedomRadio.com today.
Online, all the time, your gateway to the world.
AFR
American Freedom Radio.
Give it to them.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is.
Something's definitely happening. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And believe it or not, we have 10 minutes left in the show. Jalayla, are you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, great. So I'm going to unmute this caller that we've got here from area code 602, and hopefully this will work. Caller, you're on the air with Carrie Cassidy from Project Camelot and Jalayla Starr, and you are area code 602.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking my call. And Jalayla, thank you for taking my call, too. I had a question. I mean, I've been listening to you, and Carrie, I followed you a long time, especially on Project Camelot, and I was out at the Awaken Aware conference, and I thought that was wonderful. My question is this: through your process, and I kind of caught this halfway through the show, so I just want some clarification. Do you have any physical evidence or physical proof of what you're talking about?
In regards to what?
In regards to the reptilians, to the Palladians, to everything that's taking place, what's happening right now?
That's a great question, but it's extremely general.
Well, I'm not trying to generalize it. I'm saying, like, I would take, like, Billy Meyer, extreme, you know, he had lots of evidence, photographic evidence was his main staple in all this. And that's what I was asking you.
Excuse me, I think what the caller is asking is, do you have any hard evidence of your contacts that they are who they say they are? I think that's the question.
That's correct, Carrie. Thank you.
The evidence that I have is what I've written about over the last 10 years. I wrote a book sharing what they gave me 10 years ago, and a lot of what they've given me over the years has now played out. So that's my evidence.
Okay. All right. But thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Thank you, caller, for calling in. Okay. So let's see. At this time, we don't have any other callers. So, Jalayla, we just have a couple more minutes left. I was actually thinking I should purchase your book, and I was wondering, I see you have three books there, if I've got it right. It's not clear whether you have any as available, first of all, as e-books. Do you?
All three of my books are available as a download, yeah.
Okay.
On our online store.
And which would you consider to be most important for people to read at this time if they were not going to buy all three?
Well, it depends on what they're interested in. The first book that I wrote was at the beginning of my mission, and it has a brief overview of the galactic history as I understood it back then. But it goes into detail about altering the DNA, which is something the Nibiruans, they were the ones who changed our DNA. Now they gave us the ability to get it back to where it was. So that's the first book. The second book was written, The Mission Remembered, was written 10 years later after the mission was over, when a lot more of the pieces had been fleshed out. And it is more detailed about the history and about the future. So if you're interested in the history of our species, our galactic history, and what's happening between now and 2012 and beyond, that's the second book, The Mission Remembered. If you're more interested in altering DNA and that kind of thing, dealing with walk-ins, dealing with star seeds, that kind of thing, that's the first book, We Are the Nibiruans.
Okay. Now, I do have a last question for you. I don't know if we can cover it in the time allotted here, but one thing that I've been told is that there is a return, and we did cover this briefly last time I talked with you, but I still want to go over it again. My understanding is that the Anunnaki from Nibiru, the Enki Enlil crowd, specifically the Enlil side of that equation, has been the ones that have been in charge on here on planet Earth since well, at least at this incarnation of this strain of humanity. And that would be from the Deep Abzu to when they dumbed down our DNA. And your position on that is that they left the planet?
They left around 2200 BC after the war with Marduk. And Marduk took over
Marduk, Nibiru. Marduk was their son.
Marduk was their Marduk is Enki's firstborn, and the nephew of Enlil.
Right, okay. So
he took over. He took over Earth. He won the war. He took over Earth. He took over Nibiru and only abdicated his position in 1999, and there was a reason he did it.
Okay, and he abdicated it to who?
Back to his uncle and his grandfather.
Okay, meaning Enki and Enlil.
Enlil and Anu.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay, so that they're the ones running the planet at this time?
They're the ones running Nibiru.
Okay, what about this planet?
They're not running Earth. At this point, they are still sending assistance as far as education, trying to make us aware of what's going on. But they're not coming back to take over Earth. They just want us to graduate. The ones who are running the planet are 13 bloodlines, but they're actually being trolled by those people beyond 3D.
Okay.
They're not in charge of Earth from their perspective.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
all right.
And Marduk's running from those people, too.
Okay. Sorry, we're running out of time. We'll have to do this again sometime soon. This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio. And we've been talking to Jalayla Starr, the Nibiruan Council. And that's her .com. It's her website. Thank you, Jalayla.
American Freedom Radio.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says that it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. This man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but the crazy part is that he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner a few years ago. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. This has nothing to do with the stock market, but it could have a huge impact on almost every aspect of your life. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And here's a real eye-opener. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com, endofamerica4.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Control is good. Five. Roger, copy. Three. Two. One. Okay.
Prepare your mind to experience.
Freedom Radio.